800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
This week in my series on how to fix our broken healthcare system, we're going to discuss transparency in the healthcare industry, and specifically when you go to a doctor or when you visit an ER, who you're supposed to be paying and how much they're supposed to be charging you. Again, I had a chance to chat with Dr. Marty McCary. He's a surgeon and professor of health policy at Johns Hopkins University. Now, he also has a book out titled The Price We Pay, What Broke American Healthcare and How to Fix It. And like I said, we discuss how crazy the healthcare system is because you don't know what you're paying up front, and then you get a bill and you could be paying a lot more than what you anticipated.
You need to get an itemized bill. Check for mistakes. Google the code and find out what the service is. Figure out if you actually had that done. Look for mistakes. 80% of medical bills that are itemized from hospitals have a mistake. You need to look up the going price on fairhealth.org or Healthcare Blue Book. You need to figure out what the true market value is for services and use that as a starting point for negotiation. When I defend patients who are unfairly sued for not paying their medical bills to have their paycheck garnished, which is a disgrace, I remind the judges that I can't just show up and mow your lawn and send you a bill for $4,000. There's got to be some agreement. So we're trying to restore civility to medical billing practices.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to Teachable Moments in Business. It's Tuesday, October 24th. We're here in Flemington, New Jersey at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce studio, where we put on programs throughout the week with many different hosts. We do actually video podcasts, so this program is being held live on Facebook, on my page, Wes, on Facebook, which is called Teachable Moments in Business, and also it is archived. It's live now through the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio Program, which is a podcast, and it's also archived there. So hopefully you'll, first of all, you'll enjoy listening to the program. Secondly, tell your friends and colleagues about this program, and you can always listen to the programs again in the event that there's information that you need to hear once again. And today that may be true, especially because of the guests I have. Today I have the pleasure and the honor of interviewing Benjamin E. Webb, who is an entrepreneur and former government and military, employee? Were you an employee of the government?
I was a senior executive.
Senior executive of the government. So everybody, I want you to meet Benjamin Webb, Ben Webb, and he contacted me because he just recently joined the chamber, which all businesses should do who are located in this area. And we had a chance to communicate, and I shared with him the fact that there would be an interest among our listeners who want to know more about what he does and where he's going with his next business endeavor, because his background is incredible. So welcome, Ben, to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad that you're here. I looked you. You sent me your bio, in fact, or your resume, which I have here. It's exhaustive, and you also have a nice write up on LinkedIn. So I took a look at that as well. And your background is awesome. And but you've decided to make a change in the direction of your career. So today we're going to talk about what you got, how you got to where you are going, where you're planning to go now, and what it is exactly what you're going to do. And there may be some ideas and tips that we can share with the listeners as we go along here.
Well, great.
So let's start by saying, tell us about who you are and where you came from, and we'll take it from there.
Okay. Well, as you said, my name is Ben Webb. I'm originally from a small town in Arkansas, Dermot, Arkansas, in the southeast corner of the state. And I am a retired Army officer. I graduated from West Point in 1988. And served for 24 years on active duty and retired in 2012. And after that, I accepted a presidential appointment in the Obama administration at U.S. Customs and Border Protection, and where I was a senior executive director for policy and planning. And I served the last 39 months of that administration. And then I moved to Flemington. I took a corporate job, and my wife and I kind of fell in love with Flemington and Hunterdon County and settled here. And unfortunately, shortly after moving here 2 years ago, my wife passed away, and I really kind of came to a transition point and decided that the corporate world wasn't very rewarding beyond financially. That I really wanted to make a difference in people's lives. And so I discussed it with some friends and looked at several opportunities, and Huntington Learning Center seemed like the best fit for what I wanted to do.
Well, that's really – so this is a franchise, you told me.
Right.
Was this an – you said that they didn't know about Flemington?
Well, I don't think they knew about the potential of Flemington,
okay.
Or that, you know, as I told them, that I thought Flemington and Hunterdon County were great places to do business.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to really kind of map it out for them and show them all the schools in the county and the student population, yeah. And all the demographics of the community. And when they saw that, I think they kind of wondered why they hadn't thought of it.
Well, it's a good thing you got there first.
Yeah.
I'm glad you did. So you had mentioned to me before we came on the air that you decided to do this as a way to help families and kids succeed in school, and you learned from your own family the value of a strong education and direction, I'm sure, in the family direction and support. What are some of the things you wanted to mention about it's like, why do you want to do what you do?
Well, as I told you, we were chatting before, I think the real thread of continuity in my life is education. I was fortunate to attend the United States Military Academy and get a great education, which set me on a path for success. And along the way, I had the good fortune of returning to West Point as a professor. And later I taught at – I did adjunct teaching at other colleges. And, my kids are all adults now, and they have college educations. Some of them have more than one degree. And I see how it has made a difference in their lives as well. And I really believe that, education is one of the things that can really change a person's life,
right.
the trajectory of their life. And at this point in my life, I decided to dedicate my life's work to helping other people's kids get the same opportunities that mine did.
That's interesting. I think I applaud you for that, because it is important. What's interesting to me, as kind of as a sidebar, I was telling Ben before we came on the line that I had two other gentlemen from Hunterdon County who are also ex-military. One of them is Eric Kober, and he was on my Teachable Moments in Business program 2 weeks ago. And He's actually has bought a franchise for a consulting company. Again, he has taken the background, the education, and the experience of the military, and the and all the different. I mean, there's a lot that's required of you to be successful in the jobs that you had in military and in the government. And he's taking those things of, to put them into a consulting business. And then Ryan Reap, who is also ex-military, bought a Chick-fil-A franchise, which is here in Flemington also. And he opened up, I guess it's 4 or 5 years ago, but he moved to Flemington specifically to open the franchise. And from all indications, he's being very successful. He's on Route 31, just south of the Flemington Circle, and nice guy. Both are nice gentlemen. I would put you in that same you're in the same category.
Well, thank you.
And all very competent individuals, and dedicated and focused. And you know, obviously, I wish you well with this new endeavor. So you have chosen to take on the Huntingdon Learning Center franchise for the Flemington area. So tell us about, I mean, I've heard of Huntingdon, but I really don't know how it works and what it exactly what all the things it does.
Okay, well, Huntingdon Learning Center is a New Jersey-based business. It was founded in Oradell, and the corporate headquarters is still there. It was founded by a couple, Dr. and Mrs. Ray Huntingdon, and they still are active in the business. And they really created the supplemental educational services built industry. Huntingdon's been around 42 years. It's helped to educate thousands of children throughout that time, and you know, turn around academic failure into academic success. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like a great business opportunity, as well as an opportunity to do something that's really rewarding. When you see kids succeed, that really means a lot.
Absolutely. Now, what the age ranges that you're serving, I'd be interested to hear about that. And
okay.
What is the nature of the education that you provide?
We serve kids kindergarten through 12th grade.
Okay.
And we also have the ability to to work with adults, you know, for things like the ASVAB or other tests they may have to take. But our tutoring is with younger kids, it's basically math and English, mm-hmm. reading comprehension, those kind of things. For kids in middle and high school, we do subject tutoring, all the maths up to calculus, biology, physics, earth science, chemistry. We will even have some foreign language capability for tutoring. And we also have ACT and SAT college exam prep, mm-hmm. which are really important. I mean, we just got the latest statistics. Last year, Huntingdon kids raised their SAT average 248 points on average.
Oh, that's
yeah,
that's very nice.
Or
wow.
5.9 points on the ACT.
Uh-huh.
And that can be the difference between not getting into college and getting into college, or expanding your opportunities. Maybe those college you thought was a reach may actually be within your grasp, or getting into a college and getting scholarships to help pay for your education.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the average Huntingdon kid last year got about $71,000 in scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
And each year, college becomes more and more expensive and more competitive.
Right. Yeah. You hear about that all the time. Now, when a parent decides that their child needs the extra help, do you design a program for each child individually?
Yes, exactly. The first thing we do is an academic assessment, and which are a battery of tests, and which look for everything from reading comprehension to, are there visual motor issues, are there auditory issues and listening and following instructions. And so we tailor a individual program for, which is different for every student,
mm-hmm.
and to address their weaknesses and to help turn them into strengths.
Now, making the decision to move forward with Huntington and actually jumping in to do this, I assume that they gave you some training programs also to prepare you?
Oh, yeah.
What did that entail?
I spent 3 weeks at the corporate headquarters in Oradell.
Mm-hmm.
One week was in July, one in August, and one in September. And they teach you everything from running the franchise from the business end, as well as, you know, how to do the diagnostic exams for kids, to you know, personnel hiring teachers and center operations. So it's a pretty thorough training process, and it's ongoing. I mean, even right now, I have a franchise business consultant who I can. You know, I meet regularly each week by video teleconference, and she has opened 50 franchises. So she's pretty experienced in telling you what to look out for, and she even came here and visited Flemington for a couple of days last month. And you also have a coach, and with the coach we work online on video conferencing as well. So Huntington really has great franchisee support, mm-hmm. and that was one of the reasons that I looked at them as an opportunity.
Interesting.
They don't just throw you out there and hope you're successful.
Yeah.
They give you the tools to be successful.
That's interesting. Now, you have established a place where the business will be held. It's right on Route 31.
Right.
What's the address there?
105 Highway 31.
105.
Yeah. Right here in Flemington.
And it's easy to find. You said it's that red building there that's right faces of
exactly. It's kind of across the street from Costco and 100 Central High School.
Yeah, that's a great location.
Yeah.
And I think there's ample parking there, isn't there?
There's plenty of parking there. And we will our hours for tutoring will be from 3 to 8:30 each evening, mm-hmm. Monday through Thursday. Will be closed on Fridays, and Saturday will be open from 9 to 1.
Hmm. So does the building must have classrooms in it? Or?
Yeah, we leased the space and have put extensive renovations, which just wrapped up last week.
Wow.
And we just got our final inspections yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't let any grass grow under your feet. It sounds like you moved along pretty quickly.
Well, you know, I wanted to get it up and running. And, you know, my first entrepreneurial experience it has been a learning experience. But I've had good people helping and advising. And we want to, you know, if you're going to provide a service that helps people, you want to get them to help as soon as you can.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, my younger son was tutored over in Somerset County somewhere. But I would have used your service if I had needed. But the good news was, through the tutoring, his SAT scores kept going up. He took the SATs three times,
mm-hmm.
and the school that he ended up going to based their scholarship just on SAT scores.
Yeah.
And he reached the top at that time. This goes back. He graduated in 2010, but so tutoring definitely helps. That's for sure. But you have to find the students, and you also have to find the teachers.
Right.
So that that's an ongoing.
Oh, it is.
Effort.
Marketing will be a constant part of our business. You can't ever stop marketing.
That's right.
And when you have demonstrated results, then word of mouth becomes really important.
Yeah.
And so. We will, and we have social media, we have a Facebook page, and mm-hmm. we'll share some of those successes with the community. And but, you know, we have to hit the ground and really work the marketing piece hard.
Yes, you do.
And forming partnerships with organizations. For example, we've entered into a marketing partnership with HealthQuest and Diamond Nation. We'll be a corporate sponsor of 100 Central High School. And there are a lot of other marketing opportunities that we're working through, and but just to help get our name out there, let people know that we're in town now, because they've seen Huntington commercials on network TV for years. Because at the corporate level, they do a lot of advertising. But now, you know, those services are available to the people of Huntington County. And we're really excited about that. We'll be out in the community and active. We were a sponsor of St. Anna's Greek Orthodox Church's OPA Festival. It was a great opportunity just to meet a lot of folks in the community, tell them about what we're doing, and help generate some excitement behind it. And so you'll see us out at local events, handing out, marketing materials, as well as just shaking hands and talking to people and answering questions, and just getting to know the community even better, and giving them the opportunity to get to know us better.
That sounds exciting. I think it's. I'll be anxious to get you back in here in another 6 or 9 months to see how things are progressing. Before we go any further, we have some messages from some of our sponsors, and we'll be back.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Huntington is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Huntington at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Huntington, the voice for mental health in Huntington County.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. This program airs on Tuesday afternoons between 3 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And although I occasionally will do a monologue, I'd much rather interview people, especially when I have somebody interesting like Benjamin Webb. So I'm really glad that you're here because I'm learning a lot, and I'm sure that our listeners are doing the same. Ben has purchased a Huntington Learning Center franchise, and he found a great place. Did they help you find the location, or did you do that?
I proposed some locations to them. They have to approve the location as well. But I was fortunate that the same real estate agent that I bought my house through, Catherine Barcelona, I called her and I said, hey, I don't know if you're in the commercial real estate, but you're the only real estate agent I know around. And she says, oh, I've got a person on my team, Deb Labadia, who handles the commercial. And Deb and I spent an afternoon looking around. She showed me about 4 or 5 different places. And we, you know, I was able to find a great location.
Yeah, I'm impressed at where you are. That's wonderful. Now, you have two, from a marketing standpoint, you have to market to attract the students.
Right.
But you also have to market to attract the instructors.
Right.
So when it comes to the students, you're making connections through the – what I tell people, to find customers, you have to go to where they they hang out because you don't know by name who needs your services anyway.
Right.
So you have to go to where you're going to meet the people that know people.
And really our customer, for the most part, are moms because they're the ones that usually will call and say, my son or my daughter is having problems in – you know, whatever subject, or My son or daughter is, you know, a high schooler and needs to prepare for the SAT. And so we, you know, that was one of the things that led us to partner with HealthQuest. Mm-hmm. You get a lot of families in there.
That's right.
So we have to reach out to parents, you know, but also make kids aware, especially when they get in high school, because they may be more involved in making the decision.
Yes, I would say. I think the coming to Flemington and knowing that you've got three high schools that are within a reasonable distance. Mm-hmm. My kids went to Voorhees, but then you have North Hunterdon, and then you have Central, and then South Hunterdon.
Right,
it's a great school district. For that reason alone, you know, you've got some really good high schools. Plus the HealthQuest and the other family. The sports complex you talked about.
Right. Diamond Nation. And, you know, Hunterdon County is fortunate to have really good schools.
Yeah.
And, you know, with high graduation rates and high matriculation to college rates. But every kid needs as much of an edge as they can get, especially when it comes down to how are we going to pay for college.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's where having a good SAT prep or ACT prep program makes a huge difference.
Yeah. This may be out of the range of what you do, but it always concerns me that kids go to college just to maybe get out of the state of New Jersey. They really don't have any goals in mind. They just go to school, and they may choose just general courses. But today, I think you have to choose a career based on what the cost of that education is, mm-hmm. and what can it net you as far as a career is concerned. Do you do any education in those areas?
No, that's really kind of beyond our scope.
Yeah.
But having had three children who have graduated from college, it's kind of a learning process. Most 18-year-olds don't really know what they want to do.
Right.
And that's why, for the most part, most colleges start them with just a basic core curriculum, and then, you know, usually in your junior year is when you really start taking courses in your major.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, nowadays a lot of kids change majors once or twice.
Yeah.
Well,
because I have to brag a little, but my younger son decided when he was in 9th or 10th grade that he wanted to be a pharmacist.
Mm-hmm.
And so we not only sent him for tutoring for SATs, but he spent he went to actually to Raritan College and took a course on a pharmacy technician course.
Wow.
At the college, who they bring in traveling medical programs, and he couldn't take the pharmacy technology test until he graduated from high school.
Mm-hmm.
He took it in the spring, in fall of his senior year, but he did pass it once he got it. He worked in the drugstore for during his senior high school year, part-time. Mm-hmm. He also spent time I made arrangements for him to spend time at a pharmaceutical company to meet other PharmDs to find out what it's like in the corporate world. And then there was one school that we had our eyes set on, which was Wilkes University. So he spent a morning auditing a class, and then he applied. But he was the second person in his class in high school. It was in the fall of the senior year to get accepted at Wilkes, and he graduated from there.
Wow!
And he also had a scholarship based on his SAT scores.
Yeah.
But we were lucky in that he didn't have to shop around for school. He knew exactly what he wanted to do.
Right.
It obviously paid up. It was lucrative. He came out with a debt, but he's almost has it paid off now, which is good.
Yeah.
But he's married and has three kids and mm-hmm. a house and a wife.
Yeah, and college debt is a real issue in America today.
It is. It's terrible. You hear about it all the time.
Right.
But you have to have a career that's going to help you pay that debt.
Right. And it helps, you know, every scholarship dollar you can get, that's one less dollar you're going to have to pay. In financing your education.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the reasons that we're in the business of doing what we do is helping kids get those opportunities.
Exactly. Yes, I know this is beyond the scope of the age range that you serve, but I'm on the Business and Marketing Advisory Board at Raritan Valley Community College. And they meet twice a year. And one of the discussions that we've had among the members of that board, which are made up of people from the business community as well as some of the professors, is a lot of parents are really not taking time to encourage the kids to get internships. And you can get internships in high school as well as in college. Yeah. And that's something that parents have to be – obviously parents have to be more involved.
Right.
And the ones that are coming to you in setting up classes for their kids obviously are involved, and that's a good thing. I hope they keep it going.
Yeah.
They really they have to be encouraged to don't play a you know, to play a proactive role, I think, in that child's education.
Yeah, and at Huntington, we work with the parents, we work with teachers, and unlike some of our competitors, we regularly visit the kid's teacher if the parents give us approval to, so that we're all working toward the same goal. And, you know, teachers spend all day with kids, and they often see things that parents don't even see.
Absolutely.
I mean, I learned about Huntington 28 years ago when I took my oldest son to a Huntington Learning Center in Fayetteville, North Carolina, where I was stationed at Fort Bragg, because he was really struggling in fourth grade. And it really made a difference. It helped him turn things around. And today he's got a master's degree. So
good for him.
You know, as I was telling you, we were talking offline, when a child is in crisis in school, it very quickly becomes a family crisis. And, you know, anything we can do to help you know, make homework easier or make kids more excited about going to school and motivated to learn, you know, really helps the families as well as the schools, because we, you know, we really admire teachers. We're on the same team. We're not competing with teachers.
Right.
But we realize teachers only have so much bandwidth each day, and it seems like each year we put more and more requirements on on teachers. And, you know, it could be easy for a kid to kind of start falling behind and, you know, need that individual attention. We either teach one-on-one or four-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
And with some of the smaller kids, we have them work in a group of four with a teacher. And with the older kids, with the tutoring and the test prep, the child will work one-on-one with a teacher. And all of our teachers have to be certified. They have to have at least a bachelor's degree in the discipline in which they're teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're always looking for teachers who want to work part-time, very flexible hours. They can really kind of make their own hours, evenings and weekends. And so if teachers out there, if you know a teacher who'd like to, you know, make some additional income and spend time teaching and not having to do a lot of lesson planning and taking work home, our teachers come and they teach. That's what they do. And we handle all the administrative stuff so they can be free to devote every minute of their time to your child learning.
That's wonderful. So to attract the teachers, how do you connect with teachers?
Some of it's word of mouth referral. We market towards, you know, just like anything else, we market to attract good teachers. We've advertised on Indeed, for example, and gotten quite a few inquiries. We've hired a couple teachers off of Indeed already. But we can really never have enough teachers.
Yeah.
So they'll always, just like our marketing will always be ongoing, our teacher recruiting will always be ongoing as well.
Do you use any resources among the child study teams and PTAs in the schools?
We're making connections with PTAs, in fact, right now.
Yeah.
And we are available to give presentations on homework or test prep or bullying or any of a number of subjects that Huntington's put together some really great presentations, and we'd be happy to visit you know, PTOs and maybe even sponsor some of their events.
That's very good. Now, when you're asked to do a presentation for a PTO, does somebody from headquarters come out, or do you or somebody?
No,
your staff,
me and my staff.
You and your staff do it. Do you have somebody on your staff who's just responsible for the marketing?
I do.
You do? Okay, yeah. that's a good thing.
His name's Ben Webb.
you're the one.
No, but my assistant center director also helps with some of the marketing as well.
Good. Okay, that's you know, I don't know if you're familiar with guerrilla marketing, but I'm a certified guerrilla marketing coach.
Okay.
And guerrilla marketing people don't believe in spending money until push comes to shove. In other words, making contacts with people and through using the networking organizations, the internet certainly, social media, before you spend a penny actually, you know, on marketing, I think is important. I think the more you do without spending money, the better off you are. Because especially when you're new in an area, they may have heard of it, but they don't know what it is. Like me,
right.
They weren't really clear.
And that's why I like community events
are
important, where we can just really talk to people and give them opportunity to ask questions and get to know us. So we'll, you know, we try to engage as many of these community events as we can. Because they tend to be, you know, lower costs as far as, you know, our marketing budget.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we have some messages from some of our sponsors, and then we'll be back again.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care. At a moment's notice, Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan. I'm here at the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce on Main Street in Flemington, beautiful downtown Flemington. This program airs every Tuesday from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We're always looking for people who would like to be interviewed. We're looking for tips on topics that you would like us to cover. Very important. You know, I think the question for many business owners is and operators is, where do I go for help? And there is help available, certainly by listening to this program. The listeners will get ideas for their own businesses, without a doubt. I'm also connected to the Small Business Development Center at Raritan Valley Community College, where you can take so many different courses, everything from business plans, marketing, selling skills, finance, taxes. The list goes on and on. There's a lot of help, and that's through the Small Business Development Center, which is actually funded in part by the SBA, Small Business Administration. So that's a place where you can go to get help. The Chamber of Commerce also here in Flemington also runs a lot of classes. In fact, last week I did a class on trade show and expo marketing. We have a big business expo coming up in November, which is awesome, and I apologize I don't have the date for it, but it's the early part of November. And the class that I teach helps people figuring out how to prepare for the business expo, what to do while they're there, and then what to do afterwards as a follow-up to any activity and opportunities that would have arisen out of that activity. So that's something I've done every year, and I get really good feedback from the exhibitors. They agree that after having been to my program, they rearrange the booth differently, the way they talk to people, the way they gather information, all of that's different and is more beneficial to the operation of their businesses. So there's a lot to be gained by getting involved with the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce here in Flemington. So my guest today is Ben Webb, who is a budding entrepreneur. in that he has acquired a Huntington Learning Center franchise, which is going to – your opening date is the 21st of October, did
right.
you say?
We're going to open that week, yeah.
Okay, and you're on Route 31. What's the address again there?
For it's 105 Highway 31.
105, okay, Route 31
Flemington.
In Flemington. So it's easily found. It's not on the back road. It's right there on Route 31. It's highly visible. So you mentioned to me that you've been involved in teaching, so you obviously have a respect for teachers because you know what it takes to teach, and you know the kind of the knowledge and the perseverance and whatever. So talk about teaching.
It really takes a lot of dedication. I always say education runs in my family's DNA because my mother was a teacher, my grandmother was a teacher, I have a son who's a teacher, my first wife was a teacher. My late wife was a college professor. I was a college professor. And so the value of education has never been lost on our family.
Yeah.
And because people ask me, well, how do you go from, you know, being a two-war combat veteran to running a learning center for kids? And it's really because education has always been in my blood, and I love teaching. I had a chance to run the Values and Ethics program while I was on the faculty at West Point. I taught leadership there. And then later, my background academically was American politics and later international relations. So I taught classes in American foreign policy, U.S. government, Western civilization, critical thinking. I was kind of a utility teacher sometimes when they had a course that they needed a teacher for, and I usually just said, sure, I'll teach it. Because I just enjoyed the whole learning process,
yeah,
and seeing the light come on in people's, you know, eyes when they get something.
That's like there have been times when I first got connected with the SBDC, they said, we understand that you can do counseling for our clients. And I said, yes. They said, well, can you teach? I said, well, sure. or if they say, can you teach a certain course? Yeah, mm-hmm. I can teach. And then I go figure out how to do it.
Yeah, and unfortunately, teaching is one of the most underappreciated professions in our society.
Yeah.
And probably one of the most important ones. And, you know, I know our teachers are usually overworked and underpaid, and you know, we're, like I said before, we're on the same team, and if we can help a kid perform better in school, then that child's less likely to have behavior problems. You know, he's more likely, he or she are more likely to you know, engage in class in a meaningful way. And so we visit schools. We talk to counselors,
mm-hmm,
and just to kind of get to know what are the problems out there, or, and let them know that we're a resource should, you know, kids need it.
Yeah. You know, one of my daughters-in-law has a degree in elementary through middle school and also special ed.
Mm-hmm.
She's now teaching a class of kids with autism. There's about, mm-hmm, four or five kids in her class, each of whom has an aide.
Right.
Are you anticipating and are you prepared for autism and any other disorders that kids may have that will come into the school?
Not autism per se, but just teaching them fundamental skills,
mm-hmm,
you know, filling in the gaps that often happen if a child falls behind. And we do have a program for ADHD, and mm-hmm, and we can work with, if your child has an, you know, someone helping them with the autism issues or whatever, we'd be happy to consult with them so that we're all kind of working in the same direction.
Yeah. I think that's awesome that you take the steps to reach out to the teachers, because they do, the kids in school, the teachers in the schools know these kids better than anybody, really,
right,
at least from like an academic and
right
behavior
and,
side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we can, you know, it may be as simple as, you know, the kid may be reluctant to ask questions.
Yeah.
And you know, falls behind and then creates a learning gap,
mm-hmm,
and we can help fill that and help give the kids more confidence. Because usually when a kid starts failing at something, it hurts their confidence, and it just kind of creates this endless cycle, and to the point that they become disinterested in school. Sometimes they may say they hate school, or it may be difficult for parents to get them to do homework or to go to school at all. And we can help. The Huntington system has helped, tens of thousands of kids over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And there are about 400 Huntington learning centers around the country.
Are there really?
Yeah.
That's quite a lot. In addition to the classroom education that they get at Huntington, are there special events that the school puts on for the students? Any kind of?
There's a summer reading program that's popular.
Yeah.
During the summer, we tutor a lot more because kids have fewer other obligations.
Right.
And then a lot of kids are getting ready for test prep and like to do that during the summer when they can just focus on that. But we'll be having some special events. We'll publish them on our Facebook and in a lot of our other marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good. In addition to the ACT and SATs, aren't there some other tests that the kids take throughout their high school, their junior, well, their elementary to K to?
It kind of depends. There are entrance exams for some private schools, for example.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Armed Forces Vocational Aptitude Battery, or ASVAB, that some people take that want to join the military.
Yeah.
We can help with those as well.
Yeah. Does Huntington give you the curriculum to use with that your teachers can use, or is
Huntington doesn't give it to you; you have to purchase it. But there are over 1,000 pieces of curriculum.
Is it really?
Really, I'm in waiting for the construction to finish. I've got it all stacked in my garage now in banker boxes, and I've got about 100 boxes.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
So if a student comes to you with a special, with a topic that they needed training in, you have to go through your archives or go through your file and see what programs you have for that particular,
right.
To teach that particular child.
Right. It depends on where the gaps are. Is it is a kid having problems with fractions, or are they having problems with, reading comprehension or whatever? And we have age-appropriate materials for them, and to help them rebuild their confidence, and address their specific needs. Mm-hmm. Every child's different. Every child learns at a different rate. We recognize that and adapt our programs accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a one size fit all type of program.
Yeah. So for that reason. If a parent is considering Huntington, they would come to you. How do you walk them through the process? And do they have exposure, or do they have a chance to witness or audit a class, or just how do they know?
Well, the first, a lot of our inquiries come through our 1-800-CAN-LEARN, and that's a centralized call center.
All right.
And when a parent calls, they'll be asked questions, how old is your child, what school they go to, what's your concern and all that. And then they'll, from there, we will reach out to the parent and schedule an opportunity for them to come in and bring the child and do a diagnostic academic evaluation, which normally costs $195. But in honor of our opening, we're discounting that $100. So for $95, your child can get that evaluation. And once it's done, usually the next day we'll sit down with the parent and go through it and tell them what the evaluation is telling us.
Okay.
And where the gaps are and how we can help to fill those. And how many hours it will take to fill those gaps and what subjects that we'll be working on.
Wow. So you have a game plan for your
It's kind of like a doctor. If you go to a doctor and say, I have a pain, the doctor's not just going to say, here, take this medicine and go, or they shouldn't.
Right.
They run tests.
Yeah.
They may do x-rays or CTs or whatever.
Right.
And so we have an entire battery of tests that test every facet of learning.
Yeah, that's really good. So for those who are listening to this program, whether they think they need this education program now or in the future, they need to call your office.
Right.
To make arrangements to bring the child in for that at preliminary testing. So how should they get in touch with your office?
Well, the easiest way is, like I said, 1-800-CAN-LEARN. That's our centralized intake. And from there, we'll contact the parent and schedule a time for them to come in and bring their child. But our doors are open. We're usually open from 10 in the morning until 8:30 in the evening at 105 Highway 31. Mm-hmm. We welcome people to come by, take a look at our facility, get to know us, and we'll always make time for that. And we have a local number, 908-824-0999, that they can call.
Say that again.
908-824-0999.
Okay, very good. So we're going to be finishing up here shortly, but are there any final words of wisdom about this program, about your passion about this? Anything else you'd like to share?
Well, like I said before, I firmly believe every child can learn, and they all learn at a different rate. And we want to help every child that we can get the best education possible. In fact, that is the mission statement of Huntington Learning Center. And I'm proud that I'm able to bring this service to my community. You know, they tried to interest me in buying existing franchises in other communities, and I said, no, Flemington is now my home, and I want to bring this service that I think is very valuable to the people of my community. So I'm proud to be a part of the Huntington County business community, and look forward to meeting the community, as many people as I can.
Good. Well, I'm pleased that you're here today, and thank you for sharing. It's a lot for us to learn about this, and I'm excited about the fact that you're here and that you offer so many wonderful opportunities for our students, because we want to make sure that they get off on the right footing when they leave high school, that's for sure. So you've been listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm with Vicki Lynn Morgan, the host for the program. In the event that you have some ideas for a guest, or if you have a topic that you would like us to discuss, I hope you'll get in touch with me. My phone number is 908-832-9544. That's 908-832-9544. My email address is vmorgan@RussMorris. That's spelled RussMorris.com. So it's vmorgan@RussMorris.com. So please let us hear from you, and I'll see you again next Tuesday afternoon. And thank you for listening and watching.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republicans are backing the State Department's move to stop Ambassador Gordon Sondland from testifying before several House committees today. New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin says the Democrats are putting on a clown show.
This entire thing is a political charade. We're here, we're ready for whoever's going to be testifying in the other room, but we have to be here because if we're not, Adam Schiff sure as heck is not going to tell you.
Speaking in Washington, Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says a subpoena will be issued for the ambassador's testimony. President Trump insists he's not abandoning Kurdish-led forces as he defends Washington's relationship with Turkey in the face of angry backlash at his plan to withdraw U.S. troops from northeastern Syria. Key allies of the president, including Senator Lindsey Graham, have expressed concern regarding the president's plan as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Toys R Us is out with a new website thanks to some help from Target. The site lets shoppers choose what they want and then sends them to Target's website to pay. The retailer is slowly reopening stores under new management after filing for bankruptcy. A Pittsburgh area couple has discovered where all the walnuts from a tree in their yard have been going. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
It turns out squirrels had stored more than 200 of them for the winter under the hood of the couple's SUV. Charlie Persick says his wife called him at work to say the vehicle smelled like it was burning. When she popped the hood, she found walnuts and grass piled all over the engine. They took the SUV to a mechanic who found half a trash can's worth of walnuts under that hood. Persick says there was no extensive damage, but at least a hose needed to be repaired after the squirrels apparently chewed through it. The Persicks have also gotten a quote now on removing that black walnut tree from their front yard.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver is backing free speech after receiving a lot of backlash over a previous statement on China. Silver has been trying to find middle ground of showing support for a team executive who spoke out for Hong Kong's protesters and protecting the league's growth in a basketball-crazed China. Silver's statements have Democrats and Republicans criticizing